It's been interesting to examine how the universal proxy card has impacted contested director elections in the US, where we have seen companies settling with activists more frequently and far quicker than in previous years. Another noteworthy dynamic is the increase in situations where multiple activists are targeting a company at the same time, often pushing for different objectives, with several prominent megacap situations drawing more attention to this trend. These scenarios can really complicate things for both sides and have led to settlement agreements being placed under more scrutiny. We've also seen a big jump in the number of campaigns led by former company directors and founders, in addition to activists, including former company executives on their slate of nominees. The narrative of these insider campaigns will often revolve around the dissident highlighting how a company's performance has declined in the period since their tenure and pushing for new strategies and reforms to rectify it.
Over the past 12 months, activists have increased their focus on operational and strategic issues. They're identifying companies that they believe are underperforming their peers or pursuing flawed strategies and arguing for change. Campaigns with this type of focus now outnumber campaigns that make MANDA-related demands. In a lukewarm MANDA market, pushing for MANDA events loses some of its appeal. Governance remains an issue in virtually every campaign. Activists use governance arguments and the threat of a proxy contest to create leverage. Governance-focused arguments have been most successful when the activists are able to describe a specific problem, such as when they can point to a chief executive who has made fundamental strategic mistakes, or who has failed to establish a meaningful succession process. Proxy contests have become more personal, in part as a result of the universal proxy card rules. With the advent of these rules, all management and activist candidates are listed on a single proxy card, and stockholders can pick and choose among the two sets of candidates, rather than being forced to choose either all of the management candidates or all of the activist candidates. As a result, activists have been able to focus their attacks on individual management board candidates, whom they think are particularly vulnerable.
While activism continues to be a core component of the investor value generation ecosystem, the pattern of practice of traditional activists, along with other investors utilizing activist tactics, continues to evolve. Many activists continue to embrace a constructive and collaborative approach to engagement with targeted companies, opting for private engagement, often with negotiated settlements or non-agreement mandates, without ever going public. Another significant development is the strategic collaboration among activists. Tactics such as swarming and the forming of wolf packs have become more prevalent, where multiple activists target a single company either through implicit or explicit coordination, or, in some cases, with opposing agendas. Furthermore, the threat level for many companies has increased as an activist attack is no longer limited to traditional hedge funds.
Shareholder activism in the U.S. has accelerated over the last 12 months due to a variety of factors, and there is no single development to explain this growth. Some of it is likely due to the impact of higher interest rates, limiting the options available to U.S. companies to pursue acquisition strategies, and otherwise increasing borrowing costs, making them easier targets. Activists have continued to go after larger, high-profile companies like Disney, Match, Macy's, Autodesk, Southwest, and Starbucks. Despite the many claims that the universal proxy card would be a game-changer, it has been anything but, perhaps leading only to quicker settlements. In practice, the universal proxy card has favored neither the activist nor the targeted company, although it has made proxy contests more personal as individual company directors are called out and specifically targeted.
Shareholder activism activity remained elevated in 2024, with the number of campaigns currently on track to surpass 2023. After sitting on the sidelines in the first year of the universal proxy card, major activists returned to launching proxy contests in 2024, which led to some of the most notable campaigns of the proxy season. Activists ran proxy contests at some of the largest players in their respective sectors, which dominated headlines. Additionally, chief executives and management teams have been targeted by activists looking to push for accountability for underperformance. A major shift in campaign themes in 2024 is that activists are now frequently seeking to remove chief executives, including replacement chief executives, on proxy fight slates and calling for new leadership as a key demand.